Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, boy. It's what you need, boy. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. Well, lies, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear.
Hi, I'm Saida Garrett, and you're listening to my girl Tracy L. Bell and Conversations of a Sister on Blog Talk Radio Show. And remember, ghetto is a state of mind. Peace.
Good Wednesday evening, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell, of course. And I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And tonight's conversation is all about my special guest, who is one of the most sought-after songwriters in the world. She was a collaborator and former band member of the late King of Pop, Michael Jackson. She is most famous for writing the King of Pop's mega hit, Man in Mirror, from his chart-topping 1987 album, Bad, as she was also his debut partner on the I Just Can't Stop Loving You, that album's first single. She's also toured with Jackson as featured vocalist on his Dangerous World Tour, and in addition to collaborating with Michael Jackson, I mean, she's recorded with other artists such as her mentor, Quincy Jones, Aretha Franklin, Miles Davis, Earth, Wind & Fire, Jamie Foxx, Jennifer Hudson, Will.i.am, Ray Charles, Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Natalie Cole, and a host of many others. As a recording artist, her first big hit was the now classic duet with ex-Temptation Dennis Edwards, Don't Look Any Further. Aside from her work as a singer and songwriter, she is also an active humanitarian, using her time, talents, and creativity to make a positive difference in her community and throughout the world. I'm sorry, you guys, that my introduction was so quick and kind of short for someone so great. But I welcome tonight to Conversations of a Sister, without further ado, Ms. Sahida Garrett. Sahida, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tracy, how you doing, girl?
How are you?
I'm very
good. I'm glad. Oh, I am so glad, and we're glad to have you. And I understand that you are in the studio. Your time is limited, so therefore, I want to jump right into it. First and foremost, I would just like to thank you for the promo piece that I now play as the intro of each of my shows. Thank you.
Bless
for
your
that.
Heart. Thank
now
you.
Now tell me, ghetto is a state of mind. Tell us
yes,
a little
ma'am.
Bit about ghetto.
Ghetto was written as an answer to the interviews and reporters who asked me. You know, they hear about my accomplishments and the things that you just read about me, and then they ask me where I'm from, and I tell them that I'm from Compton. I'm from the hood, you know. And those two things are incongruent, and it just puzzles them. When I say I'm from the hood, from the ghetto, they have a very negative connotation about that word. And I wanted the people from the hood, people who grew up in the ghetto, people who feel disenfranchised and in a place where they don't have opportunities to advance. I feel like I wanted to change the mindset about the word ghetto. I made it an acronym,
mm-hmm.
which means greatness happens,
even
though there's oppression.
Yes. Girl, that's bad.
Yes.
That blew
Thank
my
you.
Mind. That blew my mind. And the lyrics are just mind blowing. I was
Thank
like,
you.
Wow.
I want people to know that where you're from does not dictate where you will end up in life on so many levels, in a negative way and in a positive way. Like in the song, it tells a story about a kid who grew up poor, hungry, you know, didn't have the right clothes, didn't have the right anything, but he still went on to educate himself and write a book that won a Nobel Prize. And then I read about a kid who was born with everything, silver spoon in his mouth, had the best of every opportunity known to man, and blew that opportunity by doing something wrong and got sent to prison. So both lives are dispergent. They're totally different. But you can end up the totally opposite of where you're from. It doesn't dictate. So I didn't want kids from the hood to think that just because they're from there that they are of. It's like Stevie said, you can be if you can be in it, but not of it. So that's what I wanted people. I just wanted to have a positive connotation as opposed to a negative one.
And that's exactly what it has, because it is a state of mind. Now, can you tell my listeners how you pitched Common to perform the rap featured of that song?
Well, I had a very short list of rappers that I would like to I wanted to have on this, and Common was at the top of the list. And we're both in the recording academy. I mean, the film academy together. We're on the board of the music branch. And so I would see him, you know, once a month or so when we have these board meetings. So I just sort of, you know, went over to him at one point and told him about the project and asked him if he would just listen to the song and just, you know, tell me what he thought. And if he didn't, he wasn't feeling it, no problem. So he listened to the song and got back with me right away and told me that he would love to spit a few bars, but he was on the road, so he told me I was going to have to wait a couple of weeks, which I did, and when I got it, it just blew my mind, so I was really pleased, really happy.
Yes, it's a beautiful touch to the song. Now,
thank you.
August of this year marked the 30th anniversary of the release of Michael Jackson's Bad album, and you, along with the Man in the Mirror alumni band, went up close and personal at the Grammy Museum in celebration of the birth of this seminal tune. And
that was so much fun.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I know you've contributed some things to that museum.
Yeah, on the cover of the first single from the Bad album, I Just Can't Stop Loving You, on the back cover is a picture of Michael and I, and Michael is wearing this designer jacket called this person's. At the end of that photo shoot, he gave me the jacket, and he gave me a fedora. So I donated both of those items to the museum for their just for this exhibit.
Wow.
I loaned those two pieces for the exhibit,
You loaned them. Wow.
Yeah. And also a signed copy of the lyrics to Man in the Mirror are there as well, and a personal photo of Michael and I that I have of mine.
That's awesome. And that museum is located in L.A., am I correct?
In Hollywood, California, yeah.
Yes.
Also in Mississippi, actually.
Mississippi.
And I think these pieces will be traveling to that other exhibit at some point. Brand new.
That's great. That's awesome. Now, I have to ask you this question because a lot of my black blog readers want to know, what was it like working with the King of Pop?
Well, working with him in the studio was a dream. It was pleasant. It was quiet. It was personal. It was one-on-one. We hung out. We had lunch. We hung out for hours in the studio for days doing the duet in three languages, English, French, Spanish. So I spent a lot of time with him, and then we recorded Man in the Mirror. The whole first three quarters of the song is just me and Michael until the choir comes in.
Right.
So we did a lot of recording at that time, so I spent some serious personal time with him, and we had laughs, and he was just joyous and funny. But on the road, it was a completely different animal. It was all business, and I only saw him for the 2 hours that we were on stage every night. You know, I didn't see him. We didn't have lunch. We didn't hang out, and I would only hear about what Michael did in the whatever city we were in the next day when it came out in the paper, what he had done, the previous day. So I appreciated all the time that I got to spend with him, but the most miraculous and joyous and special time was when we were recording those songs for the Bad Album.
Sahita, do you feel as though those were your greatest accomplishments?
Girl, no. I'm just getting started. What you talking about? No, not at all. I got a lot to do. I'm not done yet.
You go, girl. And we're going to be following you all the way because you've earned
excellent.
A Good Samaritan Award from the Minority AIDS Foundation, and you have become the go-to lyricist for special events and social causes. Would you talk a little bit about that before I let you go? Because I know you're in the studio, but can you just talk a little bit about what you're doing?
I lend my talents and my time and my energy and my focus to the causes that I can relate to, like the Race to Erase MS and the autism awareness, and my niece has sickle cell anemia. So there are certain things that I am focusing my energy and my time on. And right now I'm writing a couple of musicals. One is I've written songs for the Special Olympics and the World Expo in Shanghai, and it's just been a joyous time to lend my talents to something that's really so important. And what's keeping me busy right now is I'm co-writing lyrics and music for a new musical. Do you remember the Will Smith movie, The Pursuit of Happiness?
Yes. Yes.
Well, they're making that into a musical, and I'm writing the lyrics to that. And next year will be the 100th anniversary of the writing of the song Silent Night. And I'm writing a musical, which will be premiered in German in Salzburg next year on the day of the 100th anniversary of the creation of that song Silent Night.
Oh, my gosh. That is just awesome. Just awesome. And I know that you're...
But I'm not doing that, darling. I'm knitting, okay?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I saw a photo of you, and you had a T-shirt on that said, Ghetto is a State of Mind. Are
yes,
you
ma'am.
Selling those T-shirts? How can I purchase that T-shirt?
Well, we only bought them for promotional, but every time me or one of my team is caught in one, they get bombarded with questions about it. So we have decided to put them online and raise money for those causes that I just mentioned. And they'll be available at Saida.com, Saeedah.com.
Okay, I'm going to have to connect
week,
that
next week, all right?
Great. Great, so I could connect that site to my blog and my people can get to ordering. I know
great.
You're in the studio.
Tracy,
I know you're pressed with time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. We will be keeping up with you, and hopefully you'll come back to the show.
Yes, ma'am, and we can talk for a little bit longer next time.
A bit longer, most definitely. Thank you so much for coming on. I wish you the best, and I'll be in touch.
Thank you, Tracy.
You're welcome. Give Eric my regards.
Will do, girl. See ya.
And I'm going to play, before I end tonight, I'm going to definitely play for my listeners, Ghetto is a State of Mind. They need to hear it.
Thank you, girl. Thank you.
God bless you, Sahita. I love
you. Appreciate you. We love you. Thanks.
Well, listeners, there you have it. I'm so sorry. Sahita is in the studio. She is very busy. She has a lot going on, as she stated, and she could only give us 15 minutes. This change was just mentioned to us this morning when her assistant contacted mine. So I'm so sorry that she was short, but hopefully when she's doing great things in a couple of months or so, we'll invite her back. In the meantime and in between time, you know the conversations are never ending and always continuing on my blog at conversationsofasister.com. Yes, I know I'm ending it early, but she only had 15 minutes to spare. So go back to the blog and have that conversation. In the meantime, I'm going to close the show out with Ghetto is a State of Mind. This soundtrack is available through Amazon as well as her website. Until next week, Ghetto is a state of mind. Peace and bye-bye.
Broken glass, children smoking fast. A ghetto education don't mean it's no class. We know fast what life is. Gangways can be the path to righteous. Nest of blackbird flew from where we come from. She was always told she wasn't gonna be nothing. Now we hug her like the hero that she is. Now she bring dreams back to impact the kids. In the ghetto there's poverty, but ain't no stopping me. We gon' keep building cause we are God's property. Greatness even though there's oppression. The beauty of the ghetto's the essence.
Ghetto is a state of mind. Ghetto is a place you find. Doesn't matter who you are. Thing that matters is where you end up. Ghetto is a state of mind. Ghetto is a place to die. Doesn't matter where you're from. Only thing that matters is where you end up. God is born, killing is love. You made me fall, but never was done. His clothes are worn, shoes are ripped. All shiny and clean, but nothing to eat. He grew a man, head held high. He wrote a book and won a Nobel Prize. Where you are does not depend on where you're going. Free will.